The Gates Foundation is expanding benefits for its employees. The world's largest charitable organization announced today it will offer up to 52 weeks of parental leave. That's during the first year of a child's birth or adoption. They're also offering unlimited vacation time to employees. Bridget Schult is the author of Overwhelmed, Work, Love, and Play When No One Has the Time. She told Jeannie Yandel, this is a big deal.
There's only one other place that has a generous policy that of up to a year, and that's Netflix. And most other places really have nothing. Only 13% of all U.S. workers have access to some form of paid family leave. So we're talking about a sea change here in the United States.
Well, it's certainly a sea change for employees, but what do employers like the Gates Foundation, like Netflix, get out of offering paid parental leave for up to a year? What do they get out of it?
You know, the United States, we're the only advanced economy that doesn't have any paid parental leave policy. Other countries do. We've tended to think of these things as something each family should try to figure out on their own. And really, after, you know, 30-some years of trying to do that, families are really stretched. And so employers are starting to see there's high stress levels. You can see survey after survey showing men and women are feeling stressed by work and family obligations. And really the key issue here is millennials. They're coming into the workplace. They are now the largest living generation, and they are voting with their feet. They're really showing having time for work, time for life is important to them. They expect these kinds of policies. They're asking for them, and if they don't get them, they're leaving. And so you're starting to see movement in places where there's a tight market and a real competition for talent, like in the high-tech industry.
I think it's one thing, though, to announce a policy like this, and that's pretty exciting, but it's another thing to create a culture where employees actually understand that it's acceptable to take this much time off. How do you create a culture where employees feel like it's really okay to take this much time off?
So to really implement it, you have to have a management that and a leadership that not only talks the talk but walks it. Are they taking the leave themselves? Are they taking vacation? Are, you know, if they have a family, everybody's watching Mark Zuckerberg. What's he going to do at Facebook? I think the leadership really matters. Training people really matters. Training middle managers, because you can have a great policy, and in some parts of the company it works great, and then in other parts with other managers, it's terrible. So you really have to train those middle managers. And for something like paid leave, if you're going to have people out for that long, you've got to come up with a structure and a way to figure out how to make it work for everybody else. How is the workflow going to work? How are the people going to pick up the work without feeling resentful who are still there? So you have to create a system where it really does work, and then it becomes normal and expected.
Well, and Bridget, it's worth pointing out that we're talking about big companies that are making announcements like this. We're talking about Google. We're talking about Netflix. We're talking about the Gates Foundation. But does that mean that smaller companies can afford to implement policies like this?
You know, it's interesting. In the reporting that I've done over the years, there are some small companies that do have very generous paid leave policies. So it's not impossible, but it does take thought and planning. And this is something you can plan. It's not like a heart attack or something that's an emergency that happens out of the blue. This is something you know that's coming. This is something that teams can prepare for.
As we've talked about before, Bridget, the Gates Foundation announcement is one of several. We've heard from Google on this. Netflix recently announced a paid parental leave policy that's quite generous. You described this as a sea change, but I'd like to ask you again, do you think that this announcement from the Gates Foundation, after hearing from other large companies, is this part of a larger trend?
You know, it's not like there's going to be a domino effect. I don't see that happening. Again, you have to go back to the very basic fact. Only 13% of all U.S. workers have access to paid family leave. So, yes, you've got the big tech industries doing this. They're competing for workers. You've got the Gates Foundation, people with lots of money who can do it. I'd like to say I'm cautiously optimistic. I mean, other countries have obviously figured this out, but we tend to think that this is, it's scary, and I think it's going to take a while. There are going to be people who are watching and waiting, and they're just going to wait and see.
Bridget Schult is the author of Overwhelmed, Work, Love, and Play When No One Has the Time. She talked to Jeannie Yandel.